G.R. Kerry, join us for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Accounts payable. Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the accounts payable, cycle date 11-13 through 11-17. The amount of $573,618.34, and the payroll, a manual check of $164.80. Total warrants approved, $573,783.14. Noting that county staff has approved and reviewed and approved such.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. Items of note, Dan?
I've got a few. There's a payment to Craig Power Sports, $2,240.20 for the Fairgrounds UTV repair. Circle H Construction.
The UTV repair, was that because of the fire use?
I'd have to look into it, but that's my assumption.
Yeah, I would bet so too, because they borrowed it and used it during the... And hopefully we didn't need to spend $2,000 on repairs for what they do around the fair. So I think...
What did the fire people do to damage it?
They were using it to survey and go down through the fire perimeters.
Okay.
They were... which is fine. I don't have a problem with that because, I mean, we didn't have to buy a new UTV for the fire of the wildland fire as well. So, but and again, it's...
We just need to get reimbursed for it, or at least try
it. Or make sure it's part of the... The whole discussion.
Part of the request. Got to be reimbursed, so I'll follow up on that.
That'd be great. Yep. Thank you. That sounds good.
So the next payment was Circle H Construction, $356,975.43. This is out of the IS budget for the fiber optic build project. There's one more substantial payment that was just submitted, I believe, paid out last week. So that should be, I believe that may be the end of the build project. Northrop Fire Protection District.
So back to it again, then. I apologize. So and you've been working on the retainage on all that too, and the rest and close up. And
yeah.
Have we? And I thought I saw in Tom's email or your email that we're posting for the 100% complete. And
Dan told us that yesterday.
We will post for it this weekend. Okay. And the 30-day period there for release of retainage.
Yep.
So that will get posted in the legals this weekend.
Okay. Yep. Great. Thank you.
I believe we're confirmed on that. Northrop Fire Protection District, $2,273. This is out of the wildfire budget for, it looks like, Klein, Steer Park, 209, Antelope, Floyd Creek fires. Also, Westrod Fire Protection District, same wildfire budget, is $18,531.64 for the Wolf Mountain, Deep Creek fire, and Steer Creek fire. United Companies, $657.32 for Road and Bridge Patch. Wasn't listed exactly where we were applying those materials. Town of Yampa, $10,260 for capacity building grant for the Crossings Market Building. Airport Seating Alliance, $11,732.40 for the YVRA hold room furniture. That's the gate one furniture. And then the last one would be the Historic Rouse County, $6,000 as capacity building grant for Hans Peak, the Lookout Tower restoration. That's it.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Yesterday's work session, we received updates from our deputy county manager, our county attorney, from our road and bridge director, from our airport director, our communications director, and we had a budget discussion with Sheriff Wiggins.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve consent agenda items A, B, and C, noting that B is resolution number 2017-048, and item C is 2017-049.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 check with you on the radio. So.
Thanks.
Yeah, we just want to schedule a work session so everybody's on the page. And then we still need to have work session on the ATV that communications is going to be buying to make sure we're on track with that too. It's in the budget.
This, I think, is true.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a true.
All right, we're here for our 11 o'clock item with our airport director. Kevin, what would you like?
I'm here today presenting two supplemental budget requests. And I'm not sure what order they're in on your sheet there. So initially on the budget for the gift shop, we're looking for approval for a supplemental of $56,612 to allow us to execute operations of the gift shop by the airport this season, since we had no successful bids, private bids to run the gift shop.
So this will be to purchase inventory for sale and for the additional
startup costs to include three employees, a lead and two sales associates, merchandise, and then point of sale system startups, and a little bit of cost in fixing up the facility.
So, and just note also, the $56,000 is the expenses of that, but there are expected to be $16,000 of revenue coming to offset that, so the net expense out to the airport for the year of 2017, the supplementals for, will be basically $40,000, correct?
It will, with the only exception being that some of the $56,000 will be
held in inventory.
Held in inventory for 2018. So right. There will be additional revenue come out of that original $56,000 investment.
Right.
Ready for motion?
Doug's up.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the supplemental budget for the Yampa Valley Regional Airport to operate the gift shop in the airport terminal in the amount of $56,612 and authorization for the two commissioners to sign the supplemental budget form.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Why do you need two commissioner signatures?
I don't know. That's just how the form is.
Oh, okay. After 3 years, I'm wondering.
We just do what we're told to do, you know?
Tennille asked me that this morning. I said, I don't know.
Especially when we have actually board action to do it, too. So.
Next.
So my second request in the form of another supplemental budget item is for a high-speed, heavy-duty automatic slicer for the three-wire restaurant and weigh station snack bar. And this is a request for $5,901 to replace a piece of equipment that is past its useful life and has become kind of a safety issue and a maintenance issue combined, kind of critical piece of equipment for food preparation in both the snack bar and the restaurant.
So this thing's so dangerous, it's just going to get junked, right?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the authorize the chairman to sign. Wait, that's the wrong one. I had it there. Move to approve the supplemental budget to waive the formal purchasing process as well, and for the approval and purchase authorization of the chairperson to sign the purchase order for one new heavy-duty automatic speed slicer for the Yampa Valley Regional Airport restaurant to the Webstaurant store in the amount of $5,901. Noting also that we did get three bids, and all three bids were basically the same.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. You want to sign this stuff?
Hey, Marty Candy here right now. She's on the phone.
So we're running a little ahead of schedule, but Marty's not going to be here?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, then we don't need to wait until 11:15 then. So, Gia, what would you like to buy today?
Okay, so we would like to ask for consideration for approval and authorization of the chairperson to sign three different purchase orders for the same vendor for various size cutting edges for the road and bridge department to Wear Parts Equipment Company, Inc., for the total expenditure of $74,009.34. This is our yearly purchase of blades, cutting edges, and bits for the graders and plows. Three different purchase orders, one for each district. Total amount, $74,009.34.
Where's Wear Parts based?
They're out of Colorado.
They are?
I don't know where in Colorado.
Have you used them before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, they get it every year. They're like the bigger.
They do. Mm-hmm. Severson.
I don't know if they've got a booth at CCI, though. So.
Okay. Well, neither does Severson.
No.
They do have a they always go to the Snow and Ice Conference.
Oh, yeah, of course. You guys should go. They can miss that one. Yeah, I've heard really good things about it. No, I haven't ever even heard of it.
So I'm totally fine with this. And you had $70,000 in your budget in the first place. I guess my question, do they kind of, I mean, everybody, I mean, the difference in the inventories and the purchases for shop 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. So does one person take the lead 1 year? And I mean, it's not that District 2 is doing that much more work than anybody else.
No.
They probably rotate.
It rotates. Like, you know, they're running out of blades one winter, so they order a lot. And then they, you know, they don't need it for the following year, but they need bits or something like that. So they kind of rotate, so that you'll see that one shop will be higher than the others every year.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move that we approve and authorize your signature on three purchase orders, one for each shop for various size cutting edges for the Road and Bridge Department to Wear Parts and Equipment Company, Inc., for a total expenditure of $74,009.34.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Hi.
So we're.
I was already here.
I know. I heard they were going to back to back.
So we're here for our 11:25 item request.
We're just super efficient today.
Above entry. Kathy, you want to?
Yes. Kevin and I are here for your consideration and approval to hire the Yampa Valley Regional Airport Retail Associate Lead at Step 4. With the option to advance this person to step 5 after successful completion of a 6-month performance review. The person who we are considering is Ms. Ehler. She meets all the educational work experience requirements to be placed at step 4 and advanced to step 5 upon successful completion of a 6-month performance review. She has over 18 years of relevant work experience, 15 years more than what is required, a high school diploma, and an associate's degree. The county manager has reviewed this request and Ms. Ehler's qualifications. He has approved placing this request on the agenda for your consideration and approval. We both recommend Mr. Booth's request to hire this person with the option to advance to step 5.
Any questions?
So, yeah, you're going to have... So that step 5 is, so are you going to have some solid goals determined on whether she hits that or whether she doesn't hit that in the 6-month performance review? So that's what we kind of ask. So, and so, I mean, we don't need to hear about them right now, but just so we expect or we
absolutely understand. When we wrote the job description for the lead, it's significant. So things like inventory, you know, adjusting inventory and what we're buying, and working with us through sales and advertising, and drumming up business. So, and managing the two associates. So yeah, we'll be evaluating all those things through this first season.
She has great qualifications. Mm-hmm. You're lucky.
We know her, so we are lucky.
All right.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the hiring of the retail associate lead at step 4 with the option of the airport manager to advance that to step 5 after successful completion of a 6-month performance review.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I, acting as chair, move that the Board of County Commissioners go into executive session to discuss with our county attorney our litigation and claim docket and pending matters. This executive session is being electronically recorded, but minutes of the meeting will not be produced. Is that correct? Do I have the right one there?
Yes.
This is an executive session for a conference with the county attorney for the purpose of receiving.
You said the second one, right?
No, I said it's, the first.
No, we're not going to record this electronically.
Not recorded.
So the second one.
I'm sorry. This executive session is not being electronically recorded, as the county attorney has advised that the discussion is subject to attorney-client privilege. This is an executive session for the following purpose: for a conference with the county attorney for the purpose of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions under CRS section 24-6-402-4B. I caution each participant to confine all discussion to the stated purpose of the executive session, and that no formal action may occur in the executive session. If at any point in the executive session any participant believes the discussion is going outside the proper scope of the executive session, please interrupt the discussion and make an objection. It is November 11th and the time is 1:03 p.m.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, the time is now 2:25 p.m. and the executive session has been concluded. The following persons were present at this executive session: the legal staff, Board of County Commissioners, and Deputy County Manager Weinheimer. The board limited its discussion to the purpose stated in the motion to go into executive session, and no formal action was taken.
You've got my list, right?
Yep, we're done.